News Talk ZB, 23 minutes to 6. We'll get the cups of tea ready. Nationals confirmed that if you are in the Oharu electorate, you should vote for Peter Dunn. Or if you're in Epsom, then once again, David Seymour is your man. Bill English is urging supporters in those electorates to vote for those respective candidates and give the party vote, though, to National. Peter Dunn, the United Future leader, is with me. Hello to you, Mr. Dunn.
Hello, Rachel.
Well, this election, more than any other, do you need this endorsement from the Prime Minister?
Look, any endorsement at any time is always welcome. And you've got to remember this, that at the end of the day, voters will make their call. They will go into the ballot box and tick who they want and oppose who they don't want. So,
Sure. You
know, while an endorsement's welcome, the voters ultimately will decide the outcome.
You're facing a serious challenger, though, in the form of the Labor candidate there, the former Police Association President, Greg O'Connor. He'd have a bit of support. So that's what I mean about
yes,
good to have Bill English
doesn't.
On board.
His party doesn't, and I think that a lot of people are overemphasising the tightness of this contest. It will be close. They always are. But, you know, I don't think that this is Labor's year.
You are a former Labor MP. That's what I think people
Correct.
Find always so intriguing. Would you point blank rule out supporting
a
Labor-led coalition?
I've worked with the Labor Party for about 13 years so far. I've worked with the National Party for slightly, I think, about a month or two longer, just around the 13-year mark. I have to say that this Labor Party is no patch on the Cullen Clark Labor Party or the Longy Douglas Labor Party that I was part of. So on the basis of its policy, I can't see that this crowd are ready for government, and it would be very difficult to even contemplate working with them.
Right, so you haven't actually officially crossed the floor for good. You'd still float potentially under the right leadership of Labor.
I work on the basis of policy, but the Labor Party at the moment I think is unelectable, so I wouldn't be interested in working with them.
Okay, on another note, let me ask you this.
Load is the right word, I think.
On the Associate Health Minister hat on.
Yeah.
The synthetic cannabis issue, 8 people dead, Minister.
Yeah.
Bill English says this isn't a government issue, it's about personal responsibility and an issue for police. Do you agree with him?
Well, look, this is an issue where the simple message to people is don't use this stuff. It is literally fatal. Now, at this point, we don't know precisely what the combinations of chemicals that are causing, making these particular substances is. We need to get that information. I've set up an emergency response unit in Auckland involving the District Health Board, the Ministry of Health and the police to get that data so we can get some tests on what precisely is causing the problem.
But Mr. Dunn, Bill English says
some guidance.
It's not a government issue, it's about personal responsibility.
Well, it is ultimately in the sense that if you don't use this stuff, you won't be placing yourself
at risk. Sure, but is it a health
hang on,
issue?
Hang on.
You know, this
it's
an addiction issue.
It's certainly a health issue, but it's also a legal issue. Don't forget, none of the stuff is legal. It's been illegal for several years to possess it, to consume it, to manufacture it, to use it in any way. So the people who are indulging are breaking the law. So,
it's
a matter for the police in the first instance.
Okay, but in the interest of saving lives, we've got this world-leading Psychoactive Substances Act that actually now has been rendered ineffective because that last-minute clause was added to it about not testing on animals. Should that clause be removed from that act?
Well, I'm seeking advice at the moment on... I've always believed that there will come a time when worldwide there won't be an issue with animal testing. I'm seeking advice urgently at the moment on what the current state of play is around that and whether we can develop some alternatives. But my focus right now is on dealing with this crisis. This stuff is lethal, and we need to, first of all, be able to identify what it is, how widespread its distribution and manufacture
is. But we need to act quickly on this, Mr. Dunn.
Absolutely.
We've got 8 people dead. Should
I don't need to be reminded, Rachel, this is an appalling situation, and I'm keen to see us get definitive answers as quickly as possible. But at the moment, it's not being helped by a lot of external, and I'm not talking about you in this sense at all, a lot of external speculation about what's going on and what's not going on. I'm saying to the police, I'm saying to all of the authorities, we need to be in one room sharing our information and data and getting to the bottom of this.
And I'm asking if you took out that clause about testing on animals and that act became effective, therefore we would have these drugs available.
To be perfectly honest, I don't think it would affect the current situation because it's far too immediate. We'd have to get an amendment through Parliament, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think in the long term, the Psychoactive Substances Act, had it been in place and working effectively, would have prevented this type of situation occurring. But right now we're dealing with a particular crisis and we've got to get our way through it.
Peter Dunn, United Future leader, thank you for your time this evening. It's 19 minutes to 6.